Good morning.
Morning. I've got two very different films today.
All right.
One a bit of mind candy and one to really make you think.
All right, good.
I'll start with the mind candy. This is a film called Morgan.
Hmm.
Morgan, starring Kate Mara, Anya Taylor-Joy, Rose Leslie. Nice to see her out of Game of Thrones. Jennifer Jason Leigh, Michelle Yeoh, Paul Giamatti.
That's some big names.
Big names in there. This is directed by a fellow called Luke Scott. Kate Mara plays Lee Weathers. She's a corporate risk management consultant who must decide whether Morgan, played by Anya Taylor-Joy, an artificially created humanoid being, must be destroyed.
Whoa.
After she lets her emotions, in inverted commas, get the better of her and starts acting out. And usually when artificially created humanoids act out, it usually means bad things for real humans. Look, if I were being harsh, I'd possibly describe this film as derivative, B-grade and kind of low budget. And when I say derivative, think Blade Runner or Ex Machina, you know,
right.
Films that have received lots of positive praise in recent times, and one that's being remade. Blade Runner, I believe, is getting
it
remade.
It is on its way.
Yes. But anyway, look, that's why I actually enjoyed this film. It doesn't promise to be anything other than it is. It's just a basic horror, thriller, sci-fi film that moves along at a cracking pace, comes in under about 95 minutes. And it's always nice to see a smug Paul Giamatti character brutally murdered on screen. The film could have ended right there and I would have been quite happy. This film had a very short run at the US box office, only about 2 weeks, but it's the sort of film that I think would have made a terrific drive-in film if we still had them. You disagree?
No, I haven't thought about drive-ins forever.
Well, this film made me think about drive-ins.
Okay.
It just had that feeling to it. Look, Kate Mara does some pretty impressive action work without once stumbling or losing one of her 4-inch heels.
That's very impressive.
Morgan, like I said, enjoyable piece of mind candy, but it won't lead to any dreams of electric sheep.
Okay, all right.
I'll move on to a slightly more serious film, I, Daniel Blake. This stars Dave Johns and Hayley Squires, and it's directed by Ken Loach.
Oh, I do love Ken Loach.
Remember a couple of weeks ago I talked about Andrea Arnold's American Honey? She's a woman who's probably watched a fair share of Ken Loach films. Well, just for her in time for Christmas, along comes I, Daniel Blake. This one's filmed in and around Newcastle in the north of England, so the Geordie accents and the social realism comes thick and fast in this story of one man, that being Daniel Blake, and his futile struggle against, or is that within, Britain's social welfare system. Along the way, of course, he forms a friendship with Katie. She's a single mother, also trapped within the system. This film could have been a really dour ordeal, but I think it's rescued by the optimism, resourcefulness and sense of humour of the title character, Daniel Blake. There are many scenes where you, even though Daniel is incredibly frustrated, you just have to smile.
Mm.
And that's because Dave Johns, the star of the film, is actually a stand-up comedian. So he has that natural sort of sense of humour that comes through in some of these really frustrating scenes to watch. Look, it's a really powerful film which exposes the cruelty of Britain's social welfare system in the early 21st century. You've got the poor and the unlucky being forced to jump through endless series of hoops just to receive payments that over 99% of them actually do deserve. It's just amazing to watch. And there's one particular scene in a food bank. Do you know what a food bank
is? I do.
Yeah, well, this shocked me. I'd never seen a food bank before. But if you aren't moved by the scene in the food bank, then you really do have no heart. And you probably won't enjoy any Ken Loach films. Unfortunately, this film will probably only reach the sort of socially progressive left Ken Loach type audience that love these sorts of films, but the people that need to watch this sort of film probably won't see it. Magnificent performance from Dave Johns and Hayley Squires, totally understated. And if you're wondering who Dave Johns. If you've never seen any of Dave Johns' work, you can catch a 1998 appearance of Dave Johns on Hey Hey It's Saturday. If you go through YouTube, he does pop up there. I, Daniel Blake, comes in at a nice, tight hour and 40 minutes. Andrea Arnold, take note. And despite the depressing subject matter, is thoroughly engaging throughout. I, Michael Jones, highly recommend this film.
Fantastic. Two very different films. So some nice choices for people looking for something to watch this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you very much. More films this time next week.
Pleasure.